Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, where we two Jewish guys love Yeshua, Jesus, the Jewish Messiah. And we're Jews, and we celebrate this truth of Judaism, which the ultimate truth is Jesus. And Ted, we're going to see that right in the Feast of Hanukkah, which is underway right now.
Yeah, we're celebrating the Feast of Hanukkah. It's one of my favorite holidays, especially...
I wonder why.
Well, because it's fun.
And food and gifts.
Food and gifts and candles, lighting candles.
Oh, that's good.
And, you know, we light this candle, laver, called the menorah, each night of the eight-day Feast of Hanukkah.
You know, this is important to see, friends, because in Scripture, when we go back into the Torah, and into the books of Moses, we see that in the Holy Temple at Jerusalem and the Tabernacle in the wilderness, there was ordained by God a lampstand, a seven-stemmed lampstand, or menorah, that was to be in the Holy Temple. So that is the one that is part of the symbol of the nation of Israel to this day.
That was given, stands in front of the Knesset. There's a big menorah that was given to Israel by Great Britain. Can you imagine Great Britain, the home of the BBC, the slightly anti-Israel broadcasting company? But they, the state of Great Britain gave Israel this menorah, seven
stems.
Stems. And that's out of the Bible. And though each stem had oil dripping through it, pure olive oil, and it would be lit in front of the Holy of Holies.
Right there at a major place in the Holy Temple. Now, that candelabra, that menorah, that seven-stemmed menorah has great significance prophetically in a lot of different ways, but just picturing this, friends, it's flat across the top. Each stem was the same height.
Yes, it was. But yet, Jeff, having said that, people may have seen in stores or their friends' houses candelabra at this time of the year with varying heights or with one candle higher than all the others. And it's not really a seven-stemmed candelabra that we use to celebrate Hanukkah.
No, it's a nine-stem candelabra. This is the distinction you need to have, friends, that the candelabra that's in the Holy Temple and prescribed by God that was in the Holy Temple is different from the Hanukkah or the Hanukkah menorah that so many folks refer to. In fact, when you go into a typical Jewish home, you don't find the seven-stemmed lampstand nearly as much as you find. Almost every Jewish home has at least one Hanukkah menorah. We've got like six of them.
Oh, there's some people collect them. They can be very ornate. They can be a little silly, but they all have one thing in common: eight candles across with one candle higher than all the others.
Okay, now try to picture this. Some of you already have a view of this. And incidentally, if you'd like, it's really easy to just go to our website.
That's messianicminutes.com. All one word, messianicminutes.com.
You can see a menorah there, and you'll understand what we're saying if you can't picture this on your own. But now get this. You've got the Hanukkah or Hanukkah, the Hanukkah menorah, has nine stems instead of seven because it's a completely different application. It's one stem for each of the 8 days that the legend has that the oil burned in the Holy Temple at Jerusalem when it was recaptured during Hanukkah, and it burned for 8 days, 1 day's worth of oil. But there's a ninth candle.
There is, and that candle always sits higher than the other eight. Even if the other eight are on a slant or in some funny arrangement, there's always one candle that's higher than all the rest.
And that candle's called the Shamash, and in Hebrew, Shamash means servant.
Servant. You know, you might think of it, you might have a deacon board at your church.
Mm-hmm.
In a Messianic congregation, we have a board of Shamashim.
Shamashim, plural.
A board of servants, a board of helpers. And so this servant candle in the Hanukkah menorah sits higher than all of the others.
Now, we're going to explain more about this in tomorrow's program. And when you see the significance of this, it's really neat. Listen, the rabbis will say, oh, that's a bunch of baloney, but you're going to see for yourself how significant this is, reference to Jesus. Now, we're Messianic Minutes. And as Ted was mentioning, our website is messianicminutes.com. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us right through the website, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichena.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.